I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 15th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says community meetings will be held to determine how to use the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. Koch is moving ahead with purchasing the building using half of the $10 million in federal funds that were awarded to Quincy College. Koch says he still believes the Monroe Building should be the new home for Quincy College. However, he says a committee will be established to hold public meetings and allow residents to comment on the future of the building. Koch has told the current tenants of the building that there will be no changes in the short term. He says the building could also be used as a welcome center for tourists, visitor center for the Park Service, and perhaps city offices. Kathy Craven from the Quincy College Board of Governors will likely lead the new committee. Koch says there is no timeline. Today is the last day on the job for Chris Cassani, Quincy's Director of Traffic, Parking, Alarm, and Lighting. Cassani is moving to Arizona with his family after working for the city since 2008. Cassani has worked in the mayor's office, was park director. He left in 2016 for the private sector, then returned 2 years later to run the TPAL department. Mayor Thomas Koch credits Cassani for helping to upgrade the city's street lights and traffic signals. Koch said he will appoint a new director of the TPAL department soon. That new director will likely come from a current employee. LeBrec Field on Howes Neck in Quincy is getting a major makeover. Mayor Thomas Koch has announced the renovations include a new playground and shade shelter, renovated basketball court and softball diamond, and a new perimeter walking path. The playground will be moved closer to the parking lot for easier access. New trees will be planted, and there will be exercise equipment added along the walking trail. The old baseball backstop will be removed, and commemorative bricks and stones that were installed during a previous project will be preserved and incorporated into the new design. The project is part of the city's Park Capital Improvement Plan that was approved in 2017. The playground is being paid for through community preservation funds. The playground is one of 30 being improved across the city. LeBrec Field is named in honor of World War I veteran Alfred LeBrec, who also served as a Quincy City Councilor. Project will be completed by September. Close to 36 armed commercial robberies across the greater Boston area from July 2020 through January 2021 are under investigation. According to court documents, investigators have reason to believe that the various armed robberies are all related based on video surveillance, interviews, surveillance images, and social media posts. Court documents said the Great Wok restaurants on Mass Ave was targeted twice. In the first robbery, which court documents said occurred on July 25th of last year, authorities said two men were wearing masks, entered, showed a firearm, demanded money, then fired a shot before getting away. A similar incident occurred there on August 11th last year, and then a similar incident after that. Three incidents were documented, one in Boston, two in Brockton, about 30 minutes later. Robberies were also documented in Quincy, Randolph, Easton, and New Bedford. The court documents said in most of the incidents, the suspects were able to obtain hundreds of dollars from the stores. In one robbery involving a Boston liquor store, suspects made off with over $5,000. More than $30,000 has been taken during a series of 32 robberies. Three former MBTA transit police officers are facing charges after they allegedly collected over $14,000 for time they didn't actually work. The Suffolk County DA's office says former Lieutenant Kenneth Berg, Sergeant Michael Adamson, and Sergeant Jason Morris were each charged with one count of larceny. All three are due to be arraigned in Boston Municipal Court later this month. Each of the former officers charged allegedly left early or didn't attend work for shifts they were fully paid for. Investigations, each one independently, and subsequently turned the probes over to the Inspector General. In December 2015, the department learned Morris left early from a detail assignment, and the ensuing investigation included reviews of his department key card data and the department's parking lot security camera. The internal investigation also into Adamson's work was launched after the department received a complaint regarding one of its cruisers parked overnight in Winthrop. And Berg resigned in 2017, and Adamson resigned in 2018. Morrison resigned in lieu of termination. Well, some Boston College students and their parents are angered by the Catholic school's refusal to grant religious exemptions to people who don't want to get a coronavirus vaccine because of a purported link to aborted fetal tissue. The Jesuit school is requiring all students, faculty, and staff to receive a COVID-19 vaccine prior to the start of the fall semester unless they're granted religious or medical exemptions. Pope Francis has told Catholics they have a moral obligation to take the vaccine. The healthcare ethicist for the Archdiocese of Boston said the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines do not contain any immorally illicit material. Northeastern University is requiring weekly COVID-19 testing during the upcoming fall semester. Policy applies to all students if they live on campus or not, and faculty, staff, and other employees. Testing will be required even for people who are fully vaccinated. Northeastern said it will reevaluate its policy in October. According to new numbers from the State Health Department, there are 4,450 breakthrough COVID cases and 79 deaths among fully vaccinated people in the state. As of July 10th, only 0.1% of the almost 4.2 million fully vaccinated people tested positive for the virus after getting the vaccine. The number of vaccinated people includes those who've been administered both doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine or the one-shot J&J vaccine. Among the over 4,400 cases, there were 4,100 people who did not need hospitalization, and there were 247 people that were hospitalized but did not die. More rain means more mosquitoes. Now experts are warning people things could get worse before they get better this summer. While the bites are always an itchy nuisance, experts are carefully monitoring the development of mosquito-borne West Nile virus. So far, only one sample has tested positive in Medford. An even bigger concern is Triple E, which causes swelling of the brain and kills a third of its victims. The disease hit hard 2 years ago. So far, there have been no human or animal cases in the state, but experts say it doesn't mean we can let our guard down. The go-to advice still works. Get rid of standing water in your yard, use bug spray, wear long sleeves, and don't be outside at dawn or dusk when mosquitoes are most active. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 44. NASDAQ fell 32, and the S&P added 5. Asian stocks also mixed, as were currencies, and oil is down a bit, $72 a barrel. Red Sox back in action after the All-Star break against the Yankees in New York tonight at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, warm, and humid today. High of 87. For tonight, muggy, a low 67. Scattered showers and storms, hot and humid tomorrow, high 91, still very muggy. On Saturday, scattered showers, 82. Unsettled Sunday, humid, high of 82 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwesterly winds become southeasterly today, the high tide at 4:15 p.m. Sun rose at 5:21, sets at 8:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 15th.